views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. I want to welcome you to the Jen Royster Show. And we have a bit of a treat today. I have a guest with me today, and we're going to be talking all about the movies and conscious creation, or aka law of attraction, and how it shows up in the cinema today. And I love that my guest today, his name is Brent Marchant, and he's going to be sharing a couple of his books, especially his new one, Consciously Created Cinema, and how the movies are bringing this conscious creation into the different approaches in cinema. And I was very intrigued because I noticed that all the time in movies. I notice it in television shows, whatever I might be watching, and certain ones really draw my attention where I am in my journey. But then in other ways, there's a lot of different genres or approaches that would connect with someone else. And that's what I really liked about his book that we're going to be sharing with you today. So just to help you understand a little bit about Brent, let me tell you about him. He is a lifelong movie fan and a longtime student of metaphysics as well. And he's the author of Consciously Created Cinema, The Movie Lover's Guide to the Law of Attraction. And this is a reader-friendly look at how the practice of conscious creation, also known as the Law of Attraction, is illustrated through film. He's also the author of another book, his previous book, Get the Picture, Conscious Creation Goes to the Movies. That was out in 2007. And he's also a featured contributor for Arts and Entertainment for Vivid Life magazine. That's vividlife.me. And a featured contributor for smartwomensempowerment.org. He's also a writer and has contributions to BeliefNet, Library Journal, and Master Heart magazine. He has got a lot going on. You can see him at the Conscious Creation conferences. But I want to welcome Brent to the show. Welcome, Brent, to the Jen Royster Show.
Well, thank you so much, Jen, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, you're a busy writer.
Yes, I have a few irons in the fire these days.
Yes, you do. You love writing. I can see that. You love the expression of, you know, penning it, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely do. I mean, there's just so much that can be said when the words capture the ideas correctly.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. You're a writer, but you're sharing about what comes into film. And we're doing this on a radio show, so I love how we're all connected that way. I'm like, wow. And I love this because, you know, when I went to see the movie Avatar, I mean, I was so excited. I was like a little kid. And we went to see it at an IMAX theater. And I loved it. I mean, that movie very much connected to me, but I see it in a lot of different ways. But before we really dig into this, just for people that this might be a new perspective or concept, let's explain what conscious creation is, or law of attraction, and are they different or are they the same?
Sure, absolutely. Conscious creation is the idea that we combine the power of our thoughts, beliefs, and intents with the power of the universe to manifest the reality that we experience around us. Mm-hmm. In a simpler phrase, you could probably describe it as the notion of thoughts become things, or life is what you make of it. And as far as the distinction between that and the law of attraction, they're basically pretty much interchangeable terms. The one slightly nuanced difference that I like to think of is that, to me, conscious creation is a bit more proactive because it implies the idea that you're actually taking the steps instead of just waiting for them to come,
mm-hmm.
even though the net effect ultimately is going to be, you know, the same in both cases.
Right. Well, you have an awareness that you are consciously intending that energy of that thought.
And then, absolutely.
And that's that's what I see with the word conscious. I think it explains the definition of law of attraction a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, through conscious creation, you are going to be attracting to you what you're putting out. Mm-hmm. But the conscious creation expression, to me, it just implies you're a little more involved in the process.
Right, and we should be, because we have choices to make.
We
have a free will, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say you've been a student or you study the metaphysics. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, I've been doing that probably going on about 30 years.
Okay, so, yep, you're in the same vibe that we are on this show, and I am. And
the movies go back even further than that, but I don't want to give away my age, so.
Oh, thanks. I didn't really want to do that either. But, you know, I have to ask, I mean, the next thing that comes to mind is, you know, how you decided to put your energy on your talents in writing into connecting this conscious creation into the films and you know, putting this out there in books for others. I mean, how did you start looking at movies to begin with this way?
Well, even before I really started studying metaphysics in a big way or conscious creation in a big way, I frequently would refer to movies to explain situations when I was just in everyday conversation with people. I would be very often heard saying, you know, that reminds me of a scene from such and such a movie. And mm-hmm. I would use the, you know, I'd explain the scene or explain the line to make my point, and people would instantly get what I was talking about.
Right, so, because film is a storytelling. It gives us analogies and examples of life.
It sure does, and it does so in a way that's, you know, so vivid when you have the image and the sound to go with it.
Exactly. Yeah, you have the whole, well, it's being spelled out for you. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, now, that's exactly
now, as far
right.
As far as how I combined it with the conscious creation material, when I started studying that material and using it in my life, it brought about a lot of very positive changes. And mm-hmm. a lot of people could notice that, and they said to me, wow, things have really changed for you. How did you make use of this? How did you bring this about? And I would explain the principles purely in theoretical terms, and it was like, you know, looking at cows staring at a passing train. I mean, I would just see a lot of blank looks coming back at me. And I thought, how can I convey these ideas in a way that people will grasp the concepts more clearly? And then I decided, you know, I've been talking about movies in other contexts my entire life. Why not use movies to do the same thing? And as I started doing that, bells started going off when I would explain it to people, because they could then see the connection between the idea and the mm-hmm. application.
Yeah, and it's growing. It's growing. When we come back after break, let's talk about how that's starting to really emerge. I mean, it hasn't been doing that forever. I mean, it hasn't been since movies started. It's, what, been just in the last 10 years or so. I wanted to ask you about that, but let's hold it for when we come back from the break, because we want to help people understand how they can pick up on this and learn and then help apply what they're learning on their journey with this conscious creation in their own life. Stay with us. We have our guest today, Brent Marchant, the author of Consciously Created Cinema, and we will be right back after the break. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show.
Don't get for much, but I'm not letting go. I believe there's too much to believe.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada,
800-203-3775. Okay, we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today, my special guest is Brent Marchand, the author of Consciously Created Cinema. We're talking about how conscious creation or law of attraction makes its way into films and the different genres, not just a spiritual film. So, Brent, let's elaborate that way a little bit more to help them understand how they could use your book and how you've got that laid out, because it's not just a spiritual film that you're seeing this in. You can learn this in a lot of different genres of film, right?
That's very true. In both Consciously Created Cinema and its predecessor book, Get the Picture, I essentially provide readers with kind of a roadmap for understanding how the process works. I walk them through a number of different principles that end up building upon one another as you move through the book. And after explaining the principle at the beginning of each chapter, I then offer summaries of a number of films that exemplify these ideas. The write-ups give you a brief summary of what the movie is about, and then it goes into explaining specifically how the movie reflects the particular theme or concept that's being explored in the chapter. And they come from all different genres. There's documentaries, there's comedies, there's drama, science fiction, pretty much, you name it.
Yeah, I see a little bit of everything in here. I'm looking through the table of contents now. It's actually a beautiful cover. The jacket to the book is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. My designer did a wonderful
job with
it. I like
the colors and your beautiful smile too, Brent.
Oh, thank you very much.
I know. I was actually looking because, you've got Alice in Wonderland. I mean, that's under the... Like, let's take a chapter or an example of what we're talking about with a principle. Like, that's under the Chapter 7 power.
Correct.
Just to give an example of how this works. Like, you've got Alice in Wonderland listed, Watchmen. So how would that work with power, just to give them an example so they understand what we're talking about here?
Well, one of the things that chapter does in particular is it explains the concept of power, which is something that we each have when we're manifesting our reality, and it explores power from five different perspectives. For example, in the opening film in that chapter, Never Let Me Go, we have a film that explores the idea of what happens when you give your power away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And we come to The Social Network, which is the movie that was the supposed backstory behind the formation of Facebook, which was a tremendously successful operation, but the people who got involved ended up getting into all kinds of internal squabbles with it. So that became a question of learning how to manage your power responsibly.
Okay.
And then from there we move into the movie The Hurt Locker, which was about people who worked on defusing bombs in the war in Iraq, and specifically allowing power to sometimes go to their head. So that became a question of learning how to keep things in perspective with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the question of the movie Watchmen, which was based on a graphic novel, and that explores the idea of, again, learning how to manage your power responsibly, because it can very easily get out of hand, as it happens with a number of the characters in that particular film. And then mm-hmm. we close it off with Alice in Wonderland, which has to do with the idea of a character learning to get her power back. As she describes it, her muchness. She feels that she's let it go, and she feels lost and in need of some kind of, jolt of adrenaline to get her back on track. And the search for getting her power back is essentially what the film is, trying to impart to viewers.
Okay, that was a great example of how he's laid this book out. So each chapter goes through a different principle, so to speak. That's just one of them. I mean, there's integrity, which is the film Avatar that I was mentioning is under that one. And fear and courage. I mean, just it goes on and on and on. It's really laid out. Now, what have you found has brought this? I mean, it seems like it's happening more and more. And it's with intention. Obviously, that's an intention when they're putting these films together, whether it's the producer or the screenwriter. I mean, it's just starting to come into the humanity consciousness more and more. But it hasn't been doing that for the whole time. How far back does this go where you've noticed it?
Well, I've actually seen examples that go back as far as the 30s. I mean,
oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you look, for example, at a number of the films that were done by Frank Capra, like It's a Wonderful Life and Lost Horizon.
That's true.
The ideas were present, all the way back. They maybe weren't quite as common in those days as they've become more recently.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the reason why they've become more common recently is because the general consciousness of the planet is beginning to wake up more now. So people are investing their energy in making sure that their arts, start to reflect that as well. And as far as the people who are creating these movies, a lot of times there are people who are doing it very consciously, but there are also a number of people, filmmakers, screenwriters, actors, who are doing it unconsciously, and they might not say outright, well, I was intending to do this, but the ideas are present nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I wanted to make clear in both of my books is the idea that, please understand, I'm not trying to put words in people's mouths, but I see these things in the stories anyways. They're there regardless of whether they were consciously intended to be there or not. And I'm, sharing them now so that readers can draw from them as examples to learn how to use this process in their lives.
Well, it's also, it can help them start the process of putting that energy on where they are in their own journey, because we're not all on the same journey. So I find that that's very intriguing, because something in one movie genre, like a drama, may capture somebody in a different way depending on where they are in that journey, and get them thinking about it in their own life. And it's not about manipulating you at all. It's about getting a deeper understanding of where you are.
It really comes down to what speaks to you.
Right,
I think that that's one of the things that movies do quite well is the idea that they touch emotions in you that are so deep down inside that when they really make an impact, they resonate with you. And mm-hmm. when it comes to illustrating the conscious creation principles, if they can touch you in a way that activates those, then all of a sudden you begin to look at the world entirely differently and say, the sky's the limit now.
Right. Now, if someone was, using your book to really explore this deeper, what's a great way that they could use the book or both the books if they're learning and they're working? I mean, they could actually go to a particular principle and maybe look or watch those movies that you have listed.
Yeah.
Is there other ways they could use it? And are there films that may not be ones that would work so much for this? I mean,
As far as film genres that wouldn't work?
Well, a film period. I mean, let me explain it this way. There's the principles, and then you broke it down into the different ways that it relates to that particular principle, like you were talking about with the power chapter. But then we have films that don't fit at all. I mean, there's obviously not every single one is going to.
No, certainly a lot of the really, kind of juvenile, silly comedies that are out there probably wouldn't work in most cases.
I always go with an energy. Now, I wanted to ask you this. Energetically, it needs to be affecting me in a positive way, or where it's helping me go deeper in my thoughts or awareness. But if it's really rattling my cage or really affecting me in a negative way, that's not where I want to go.
No, I mean, you wouldn't find a horror movie probably in most of my books.
Well, I have to tell you, I did look to see if you had any of those listed. because I am a sensitive, and so I don't necessarily want to watch all that stuff. I don't want to watch it if it's going to take me in the wrong thought process.
Yeah,
wrong for me. I don't want to be thinking about what I don't want.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. I mean,
there
are very, very, very few horror movies that I can even make my way through.
If they do,
it's usually because they're speaking to something on a deeper level besides just whatever is taking place on the screen. But those instances are so rare in that genre that I just generally don't include them.
Right. Which I appreciated personally. We really don't want to get people focused on fear and worrying about things. That's the complete opposite concept of what law of attraction and, our soul journey is really taking us. We want to release all that. But you have, for example, a wonderful chapter is transformation, transcendence, connecting. Even the misfires. Can you explain what the misfires are?
Sure. One of the things that people have said to me was, it seems like you like most of the movies you write about, and that's generally true. And because in writing about movies, I'm not necessarily fulfilling the same role that a traditional movie critic does, where they evaluate everything that comes on the marketplace and give it a yay or a nay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm primarily out to point people in the direction of movies that are really going to teach them something. However, every so often there are movies that come along that hold themselves out as being, really aimed at trying to address these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cases, I tend to maybe hold them to a higher standard because I look at them and say, you better deliver the goods. Yeah, and if they don't, I don't hesitate to make my feelings known about it.
Right. So, I like that, though. I like that. Now, if you want to call in, if you have a question for Brent about creative consciousness in the cinema, we want to put the number out there. Please do call in if you have a question. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Call in if you have a question about the movies and how creative consciousness is making its way in there. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Brent Marchant, and we're talking about law of attraction in the movies. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And let me put that number out there one more time. If anybody wants to call in and has a question for the guest today, Brent Marchant, about conscious creation in the cinema, the number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Now, Brent, we're back. And let's talk about some current films that are out there that people could look for so they could relate.
Sure. There's a number of movies that are out there right now that are that examine different aspects of consciousness and conscious creation. One that came out just recently, even though it did not get the greatest reviews, I still liked it from the ideas it explored, with the movie Transcendence with Johnny Depp. Got into the idea that, you know, consciousness is more than just what we tend to think of as our everyday waking existence. It has many more applications that we can use for much broader purposes. The question is, of course, what do we do with it once we realize that? But this movie gets into that. Another movie that gets into some of the ideas were a number of the movies that were recently nominated for the Academy Awards that get into different aspects of it. For example, Blue Jasmine, Hurt, American Hustle, Philomena, Nebraska, the Dallas Buyers Club. I mean, the list goes on. I could go into each one and take, you know, a number of great amount of time talking about the principles involved in each, but the ideas that are involved in the conscious creation process are present in one form or another in all of these movies. So
wow.
Go rent them, you know, and see what they have to offer.
Wow. So, I mean, really, it is just, it's pretty much out there and seems to be more and more common that you're going to find it somewhere in there. And I love that as a metaphysical student, lifetime as a metaphysical student as well, because I have such a passion for empowering others. Like, you don't have to feel powerless. You can find a way through things.
And movies provide such a great example in that regard, too, because, you know, when you think about it, all throughout history, when it comes down to the philosophical, metaphysical, spiritual, religious texts that people have used to learn the ideas behind those belief systems, they've almost always relied on story or fable or parable to get their points across. And mm-hmm. to me, movies are just the latest, you know, the latest edition of that same concept. It's just that now, again, you have the imagery and the sound and everything to go with it to really enhance everything and drive the point home that much more.
You know, actually, that's so true, because even when you're doing a lecture or writing a book, we always refer back. When you're doing a writing, I mean, you're referring back for an example, and you'll tell a story about something. And that's exactly what they're doing. It's using video to do that as well, because it's a storytelling. It's sharing an experience in a setting. And so you can learn from that, but you can also relate. You can find ways that it'll take you deeper into thinking for yourself. That's what I always get out of a movie. I'm very philosophical, so I go a little deep with it like that. Like Rabbit Hole, down the Rabbit Hole is one of my favorites.
Well, and they, you know, they have such an impact when they leave an impression on you that you walk away from it and you can still feel the emotion resonating within you, because it's obviously touched something with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what do you think the future holds with this type of filmmaking? Because I feel that it's going to be more common, that it's going to be more intention. You mentioned earlier that some of the films have the concept there, even if it wasn't intended. But I think there is going to be more and more intention infused into the films.
I think there is, too. I mean, there are certain films like certain metaphysical documentaries that get into these ideas that it's pretty obvious from the outset that the filmmakers had these ideas in mind. I mean, some of the examples that come to mind would be movies like The Quantum Activist or People versus the State of Illusion or a few years back, The Secret or What the Bleep Do We Know? I mean, they all very obviously were addressing these concepts to get the points across. But then you also have, you know, the theatrical entertainment vehicles, the dramas, the comedies, and so forth, that have these ideas there, whether the filmmakers consciously intended them or not. There are certain filmmakers who are very sensitive to these kinds of issues and are purposely incorporating them more, so you can see it as kind of a hallmark of their filming style. But there are others where it's going to creep in again, regardless of whether they were setting out to do that in the first place or not.
That's true. That's true. You know, I was thinking while you were explaining that, a lot of them are showing cause and effect with choice. we make a choice and the movie will play out the cause and effect of that. We see that in comedies.
Yeah, a choice. And also it brings into the question of responsibility.
That's true. Absolutely. And we'll see how that plays, and it takes it all the way down that what I call the bunny trail in that storyline. And, you know, the ones that show all the, you know, ones of the ones, if you want to really go metaphysics, the ones that show the different options, like are the parallel universe where it's like it goes this way or it could go this way or it could go this way or this way. And those, to me, are phenomenal films that just make you really think. That's me personally throwing my little thing in there.
There was one movie that I featured in my first book, Get the Picture, called Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow, that did that very concept where, just based on one little temporal change in the way events unfolded, two very different paths emerged, and you got to see how each path unfolded in her life.
Absolutely. I saw that film. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I was right there in it and saw that. And that was a great example for that. Now, what's the difference between the second book and the first book?
The second book is primarily focusing on films that have come out in the time frame since Get the Picture was released. Get the Picture came out in 2007 and focused on movies pretty much throughout the entire history of cinema. I think the first movie, that the earliest movie in that book, goes back to the 30s, but they were from that period all the way up to about 2007. And in Consciously Created Cinema, I focused specifically on movies that have come out in the time frame since then. I had a number of people ask me when Get the Picture came out, can you give us things that are a little more current? So that was the intention behind limiting the time frame in this one a bit more.
Okay. Well, you have different generations, too.
Yes.
You know, that will relate. And then, you know, to learn if you're a history buff, you know, the first one is going to give you that history of that. So, you know, it depends on how you're approaching it and looking at it. But they sound like together the books are a great asset on the shelf.
They make a great pair. They really do. They complement each other very nicely.
That's okay. You can toot the horn because that's showing your confidence and your passion in the work that you put out there is the way I see it. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. And that's what law of attraction is about. Because you've got to believe it, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, the main purpose in getting these books out there is to get these ideas to people so that they can use them to help make their lives better.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you could go to the particular chapter of what you might be experiencing in life or where you are in your journey or what you're studying in the moment and get a little bit more in-depth with it on how it applies. And then even if you read these examples or these illustrations or descriptions that you have in your book, then when you're watching a film, you're going to be more conscious and you're going to pick it out. You're going to start seeing it yourself.
That's a nice little side benefit that comes from watching movies with that frame of mind going in.
Right. I mean, you're actually going to enjoy the movies more and you'll start to see a little bit deeper into the film of the storyline. For example, let's pull a real classic out of the hat, Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
let's go there for a moment. How do you see that one?
The Wizard of Oz was in my first book, Get the Picture, and it was in a chapter about evolution and noting how people change over the course of time, the way their beliefs change and the way they're able to see their personal growth develop and evolve. And when you examine Dorothy's odyssey throughout Oz, that's exactly what her trip is all about. I mean, road trip movies are very good at doing that in one way or another. Some of the other movies I included in that chapter in that book also included things like 2001: A Space Odyssey. Mm-hmm. Some people might say, why would you group those two together? I said, but the principles underlying the stories in both cases are the same.
There you go. Now, do you have a blog, and do you have constant connection with your readers? I mean, where can they get connected with all this that people are telling you?
I sure do. I mean, right now you can see my reviews of current movies. They come out almost every week on Vivid Life magazine at vividlife.me. They also appear on the blog page of my website, which is www.brentmarchant.com. And then to find out the latest about what's going on with the book, follow my Consciously Created Cinema page on Facebook. That's where the most current information about this particular title is going to be found. There's also a comparable page on Google+, and a board on Pinterest, and I'm on Twitter, and I'm out there everywhere.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I would hope that you're on Pinterest. Pinterest would be a great place for it. And I've tagged them on all of my social medias. If you guys are looking for this, let me tell you, if you look at the show page on my website, I have all of his links in there, so you can find him. He's connected on Facebook, and I've been hooking it together so people can find it. You can also download this podcast after it's available from the archives if you need to listen again. And let's spell out your name because it's spelt differently from the way it sounds.
Sure.
For his website, it's www.brentmarchant, and that's BrentMarchant. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, see, I told you it was different from when it's pronounced. .com. But, you know, we're going to give it out again here right before we go off the air. We're about to take another break. If you have a question or if you're intrigued with what we're talking about, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. This is a very interesting topic, especially for movie lovers. If you enjoy the movies or you have a particular movie that has really caught your eye, or you've received or felt a connection to it in a conscious way, let us know about it or let Brent know about it. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us. This is Dr. Jen with my guest, Brent Marchant. We'll be right back.
To the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Wright invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaWright.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back. Thanks for that great music, Brian. You do such a great job.
Oh,
I want to say thank you.
At any time, Jen Royster.
You're great to work with. And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show with my guest today, Brent Marchant. We've been talking about his recent book that he just released, Consciously Created Cinema. And we want to make sure we give out that information on how they can find it, how they can purchase the book, that sort of thing. Let's do that one more time, Brent.
Sure. The book is available from all major online retailers like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the iTunes Store, and Kobo Books. And it's available in both print and ebook formats.
Okay. Well, so it you've got it all covered.
Yep.
And your website again?
www.brentmarchant.com.
Okay, and that's BrentMarchant.com.
That's correct.
And, yeah, and he's on all the social medias, so go look for him. Just put your name in there, and you should pop up, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Now, and you have two books. This is the second one, and the first one is called Get the Picture. Is that right?
That's correct. Get the Picture, Conscious Creation Goes to the Movies.
Okay, so this recent one is on more current or recent films.
And Get the Picture currently is only available in print, but I'm going to be putting out an updated edition of it probably later in the year. And when I do that, there will be an ebook version available too.
Great. Now, these are like great, it's kind of like reference manuals or just something that to relate to. Because when you go and watch a film, I know I'm like that, just being an artist myself and just being very passionate about the connection of everything, I always go deeper personally. But you get very excited about something that you really connected with. And what I felt from your book when I was reading through your book was that that's exactly what you did when you wrote it.
Oh, yes. It definitely came from the heart.
I mean, your passion is just in there. You can feel that energy about how much he loves what he's and he's just really in it. But what he wants you to know, and that's what I want you to share right now, what do you want as a message? What message do you want to leave the listeners with on how they can use these books or how they can approach when they're watching a movie? And, you know, when you do get that excitement when you see something, I mean, what do they do with that?
Well, one thing with using the books in particular that I would really recommend to anybody who picks them up is read them in sequence because the concepts build upon one another as you go through the book. So if you go into it and kind of skip around, you might not get the full impact of the message that I'm trying to get across. So I really do recommend that if readers are going to be picking this up and reading them, go through in sequence. You'll get much more out of the experience. But ultimately, the one thing I'm hoping that readers will get from the books and from watching the movies in general is that I really would like for them to, you know, draw from the inspiration of the movies to write the script of their own life. Because that's really what conscious creation is all about. It's really about writing your script to make your story turn out the way you want it to turn out.
Exactly. Now you're applying that energy, that conscious creation.
Yes.
That you've been talking about. So I like that a lot. And you know, I mean, there's movies that will stay with you much, they'll have more impact on you than others, and everybody's going to have something different with that. But how is it impacting you? How is it affecting you? How is it changing you? How are you getting excited about something that you want to do in your own life or change in your own life? And that's what conscious creation is.
And so many times movies, because of their specific storylines, they may have introduced a concept that you're already familiar with, but just because the storyline of a particular movie is maybe a little different from some of the other ones that you've seen, it may tend to tweak your beliefs in just the right way that you need to make in the adjustments to your own beliefs mm-hmm. to create a more favorable and more satisfying outcome for what you're looking for.
That makes sense. Now some of the films, I mean, basically, let's talk about that process quickly. What happens when it just doesn't click, you know?
Well, there's a couple of things that could be at work. First, one possibility is that you've got conflicting beliefs
they're
trying to play out. Oftentimes, those conflicts are driven when you have fear or doubt or contradiction working into the mix because, you know, when you're putting out your beliefs, thoughts, and intents to manifest what you're trying to create, and you're relying on your divine collaborator to join in the process with you, if you've got two different things at work that are in conflict with one another, the universe is going to say, well, which do you want?
It'll cancel out and just stay in limbo until you make a choice.
Or it may end up taking the result and kind of twisting it in a way that is not necessarily living up to your expectations. So it does require getting clear about what is it exactly that I'm looking to create here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because if you're putting it, it's like yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. That's interesting because we want to release it out like this is what I want. And then sometimes without realizing it, we're pulling it back and going, no, I'm not ready. Or I don't know. And it's more
I want it, I don't want it. Yeah. You know. Or it's like asking the universe, give me something that's all red and all green at the same time. You know, I mean, come on, I can't do it.
Yeah, right. I mean, I hear that a lot. It's like, how come it's not changing? How come I'm just staying right where I am? It's really going deeper and maybe looking at the outskirts versus worrying about, you know, what you're afraid of. And now, in some of the information you sent me, you talk about cautionary tales. What are you referring to with that?
Well, for example, as we talked about in the chapter about power relation to the movie Never Let Me Go, that's a very good cautionary tale about the notion of what happens when you give your power away. So even though the movie may not have a quote-unquote positive spin, it's still teaching you something very valuable about how the process works or doesn't work and how you can learn from it to apply to your own circumstances.
Yes. You know, giving your power away, whoa, that's a big one. Because that's a lot of what people don't realize they're doing.
Yeah, either that or also mismanaging it. And that's, again, the concept that comes up with some of the other films in that chapter about power. In the case of the movie Watchmen or in the case of the movie Social Network.
Right, absolutely. This has been a wonderful eye-opener for all of us. I've enjoyed this very much, at looking at a lot of different types of films that may or may not have caught my attention before. So I want to say thank you, Brent, for that, because I know some of them do capture me. A lot of them do, but not all of them. But there's some that I may not have even watched because that's not my thing. But I like it because it's helping expand the horizon. And this is speaking to a lot of people that could get a lot more out of a film than just going and paying that fee or watching it on your television, like just really getting something out of it. So thank you for being with us today and sharing this wonderful passion of yours, that you love movies and your metaphysical law of attraction passion and how you've applied and connected them. And I love it.
It's my pleasure, Jen. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Guys, this is a great one. One more time, let me give his website out. Brent Marchant. It's www.brentmarchant, BrentMarchant.com. Check it out. These books are great, and they're available in all different formats. If you need to find the links, you can go to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and you can grab the show page there. I have all the links there that'll take you right to it. And let us know what you think. Let us have some feedback. Which movies have you been watching recently? And we will make sure Brent gets that information. If you send it to me, I'll make sure he gets it. Or contact him directly. It's been a pleasure sharing the entertainment and cinema with you today with Brent Marchant. Much love and happiness to all of you out there. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in every week to the Jen Royster Show. We will be back next week. We have a very special guest on the Power of Angels next week with Isabel Von Floy. That's going to be a beautiful show about all kinds of things with the angels. So stay with us. We will see you next week here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.